All right, Masterclass, I have a treat for y'all. So if you haven't went out and got the book yet, there's a book out right now. It's called Diamonds and Curls. It's a three-part book, so you got to get this one so you can get the next one and be ready. And so sitting here with me right now is the author of that book, Hairstylist, a Prince for 29 Years. If you like the way that he looked, we owe it to this lady here. Welcome to Masterclass, Ms. Kim Berry.
Thank you, sir. How are you today?
I am well. How are you?
I'm good.
So tell us, the reception of the book so far has been pretty good?
Yes, and yes. We've had great response. We went to the Paisley Five and Dime the other night, completely sold out of all the books. We'll have another shipment that will be coming in tonight. Tomorrow morning, I'm sorry. And we will have those ready at the Purple Pancake Breakfast with Rodney Fitzgerald, Prince 365 Group. So we'll be there all night and hanging and distributing the books to everybody who already, you know, has pre-orders that's in Minnesota, and also the ones who are ready to buy.
Okay, and tell us a little, for those who don't know, that's been under a rock, sleeping, not paying attention, tell them about the book, why this, out of all the other books that they've that are out here telling this and telling that, what's different about your book? Because again, it seems like everybody's got a book, and so I want these guys to get the book, so I want them to know why this book's important and why it's different from, like I said, everybody else's.
Right. Well, one thing I pride myself in saying is, who knows you better than your hairstylist and your bartender? Your hairstylist. So you lay your hands in those people's heads. I mean, you know, your head's in those people's hands, and you allow yourself to be vulnerable. You know, you share your lives, your kids, your family stories, you know, everything. We actually went from being a hairstylist and client situation to literally becoming family. I was there for the ups and, you know, downs of all of his journey. Most of his journey, not all of his journey, but most of his journey was there, you know, through both the marriages and, family life and all the, like I said, the good things. We had bagging sessions. We bagged on each other's mama. So this is a peek behind the purple curtain. So you're going to see it from the hairstylist's eyes looking out into the world of, you know, what we call Paisley Park. And I'm just blessed God that he allowed me to be a part of Prince's journey and let me travel all over the world many times over with that man. He blessed me. He blessed my family. We were able to, you know, travel around the world with him. And all of these little sneak peek stories, the little funny tidbits, you know, of how we had bagging sessions, you know, in the middle of the night and, you know, with the band and everybody, how I left his shoes in the hotel and we had to go stop and buy him some Nikes. And that's the first picture that you see with those Nikes on. I bought those tennis shoes because I forgot his shoes in the put them all in the suitcase and it went before him. So all those kind of, you know, funny, quirky stories that people would know nothing about unless they were actually there. So, you know, nothing scandalous, you know, just everyday life. I used to tell my mother, I feel like I'm part of the soap opera, but I was actually a character in the soap opera, you know.
Right.
So it was Young and the Restless for sure. So I'm just excited, like I said, to be able to tell my story and happen to be featuring Prince.
Right.
So I think everybody's going to really enjoy it.
And those iconic looks from just, he never walked out looking less than the best and better than any of the rest of us can look. So were those his ideas? Did he draw a picture and say, okay, I want to look like that? Or did he come to you and say, make me look good, and you're like, okay, I'm going to make you look like that? Because every time, he looked amazing.
The same way he did his music, he sat down at the table, we collaborated. He was like, what's hot right now? You know, we brought magazines from Milan and Italy, London, you know, he wanted to know what was hot on overseas, because anything they had here, he wanted to do the opposite. He was always a maverick. He tried every hairstyle known to woman. He was not afraid. He tried, you know, everything. So we sat down and collaborated all the time. We had a lookbook with his face drawn in it, and we would change the hairstyles on him. So that was really cool. So even now when I go back home and I look at my little book and I flip it just to see all the different hairstyles that we put on him, it is hilarious. But he was open to everything. He wasn't afraid. He tried it all. It was he was a maverick, you know, with his clothes, with his hair. You know, he was impeccable at all times.
And it's funny because in the music scene, a lot of people can try to copy him. But, like, his look, nobody could do that look. Like, nobody could walk out the house with a Typhoon hairstyle and be like, I look good today, because no, you don't.
No, absolutely. And one thing he used to tease us all the time, he said, yeah, anybody, they could wear it, but I make it look sexy. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. I ended up marrying my high school sweetheart, and she knew me from when I was obsessed with Prince way back then. And
yes,
we were watching the Sign of the Times video way back in the day, and I'm like, it'd be really cool if he'd put a clothing store out and you could get some of that stuff. She's like, it wouldn't be cool if you wore any of it.
Right.
So I mean, you know, it looked good on him. His music sounded good on him.
That's right.
Everything that he did was good for him.
That's right.
And there's so many imitators out right now that are trying to sound just like him,
right,
trying to put the record out and make it sound just like him.
Right.
And it's just, it's crazy. So I got to appreciate people who were there, who were telling the stories and not trying to be him, but like, hey, I was here. So yeah, we did these jokes, we did this, we did that. And so thanks for coming along and telling the story as you know it, and not being in just another soap opera book. Like, I mean, cause you know, everybody that's putting books out, it's cool so far. Nobody's hit that level yet, but we know what's coming, that somebody's going to drop that book and we're all going to be like, no.
Mm-hmm.
So thanks for not being that one. Yeah, and thanks for coming on and talking to me. It's been a real pleasure.
Yeah, I think it's going to be great. Like I said, this book will serve as a healing agent, too, for a lot of us who didn't get a chance to grieve, you know. And it's going to, none of us, I think, really want closure, but we just want a little bit of peace.
Right.
And so I just appreciate you for having me here to be able to share my story. They can go on Amazon and get the book, or they can go to www.diamondscurlz.com.
And probably the best play on words, because that's one of his best albums.
Yes.
And that too. So again, this has been Kim Berry, a masterclass. We're at the Nothing Compares to Prince party, sponsored by Real Music Radio and Jelly Bean Johnson Experience. Miss Kim, thank you, and
thank
we hope
you
to see you out
dancing
and partying out there with all of us later on.
I'll be the MC. Yes, ma'am. Yes.